that voice, that word, still small voice, really is the sound of a gentle stillness. Elijah might have asked, Lord, if all that blazing fire from heaven that burned up my sacrifice isn't going to move the people, what is it going to take to shake these people and get them back to thee? A wind, an earthquake, fire, bring them all together. Really fix these saints. God says, no. My voice was not in that. He says, it was in the voice of a gentle stillness. Elijah was in the school of God. He's going to learn a very important lesson we need to learn today. The breaking ministry of the wind, the blasting ministry of the earthquake, the burning ministry of the fire, and all the excitable things that go on have often been called the power of the Spirit, the moving of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. But these people, and Elijah had to learn, that we mustn't have a preconceived notion of the ways of God, how God is going to work. For he spoke in the sound of a gentle stillness. Because God is not doing noisy, exciting things in an assembly, it doesn't mean that he's not working. And because there may be a whole lot of excitement and activity, doesn't mean that he is working. You remember, the servant came back and told Job, the fire of God has fallen down from heaven. It wasn't the fire of God at all, it was the fire of the devil. It takes a little discernment to know the difference between the fire of God and the fire of the enemy. And so we must be discerning now. And God says, now I'm not speaking in the earthquake, I'm not speaking in the wind, nor the fire, but the voice, the sound of a gentle stillness. You see, spiritual growth. We mustn't think of growth only as horizontal growth. The most important growth is vertical growth, not numerical growth. God is not impressed with numbers. Let us get this clear. You ask Gideon about that when you see him. God is not impressed with numbers. He has myriads of angels. He could send an angel from heaven right now to preach this message and he'd do a marvelous job of it, but he doesn't. He's not impressed with the resources of numbers, but what delights God is spiritual quality. And so that's vertical growth. It's first of all growth downwards, rooted and grounded in love. That's what Paul prayed for. He wanted to see the saints not just multiply numerically, he wanted to see them get their roots down into the love of God. And then that they might grow upwards in fellowship with God and be seated with Christ in heavenly places. And that's the growth that we are to be concerned about. It would be far better to have a small assembly that is strong in the Lord, that has its roots in the love of God and is founded in the love of Christ and is seated with Christ in heavenly places and regaling their souls and spiritual values. And I believe God will bless that. And it honors the Lord and honors his name. And then there will be a time when God will multiply the numbers. But he's teaching in the night school, by the way, he's teaching Elijah an important lesson that we must not confuse the ways of God by how things look, how things sound, or the effect of outer influences. Because it says, I speak in the sound of a gentle stillness. The unspoken prayer of godly sisters. The silent tear of a sorrowing saint. The strong handshake of a brother are all evidences that God is at work in your assembly. Then I must stop without completing our meditation, only to say that the Lord, when he came, the Jews were looking for a king, who would destroy the Roman power, set up Israel as it was before, and the temple. And what did he get? Carpenter. This Jesus, a babe in swaddling clothes. It's not what they expected. They wanted crowns and glory, and he spoke of a cross and a grave. They wanted a kingdom on earth, and he spoke of a kingdom of heaven. They wanted the lion of the tribe of Judah, and they got the Lamb of God. See, we mustn't think that we know how God is going to work. And we know the wonderful work of the Lord Jesus to fulfill his perfect will. And so, he wasn't alone. The Lord told him, I said, I have 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee, and I'll introduce you to one of them. And he took him to Elisha, who was plowing behind 12 yoke of oxen. I don't know if you ever plowed, I never did, but I watched it. Hard work. And he said, Elijah, he has a servant that you can work with. He's a hard worker. And he introduced him to a new fellowship and a new ministry and lifted him out of his depression. May the Lord encourage us by these words. Lift up our hearts and cheer us to strengthen the feeble knees and lift up the hands that hang down. Press on for him. No matter how things look, he is in charge, and he will bring all things to a glorious consummation in the church and in the world. And how wonderful that we are part of it by his grace. Shall we pray? Father, we thank thee that it's not left us alone to fumble through this life, struggle and stumble on our way, but thou hast given us the light of thy word upon our path and a guide for our way. We thank thee for these thy servants of long ago who passed through these experiences and didn't realize thousands of years later in a land he never heard of, in a language he never could know, his experience would be spoken and considered, that we may learn something of thy grace and of thy goodness to encourage and restore those who may be downhearted or discouraged in the work of the Lord. And we thank thee, Father, that thou art working, even silently, in the hearts and lives of many, and we just commit thy work to thee. We give thee thanks, Father, for thy good word in the name of the Lord.